It is Election Day. The polls are open here in South Carolina. They close tonight at 7 p.m. So get out there and vote, because these next two gentlemen are the reasons why we can get out and vote. And this is a perfect timing to have on members of the York County Veterans Advisory Council. We've got the chairman, Milt Dallaire, and the vice chair, Milton Lockley. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes,
yeah,
so this is.
Title. I didn't know neither.
Oh, are you not the vice chair, Milton?
No, I'm the adjutant.
Oh, okay.
I'm the person that does the work behind the scenes to make him.
He does all the work.
So he's the real chair, is what you're telling me.
He drives the show.
These two in themselves could have their own show, I feel like.
Well, again, thank you for your service to our country. Yes, we are able to vote today. Or vote early, and we certainly appreciate that. We are here because we do not want to lose focus that Veterans Day is right around the corner. Now, Veterans Day will be celebrated on Monday, November the 11th, but starting this Thursday through the weekend, there will be many events connected to Veterans Day. And Milt, this is what you're here to let us know, all these events, to let us know about all of these events, and we can put them on our calendar.
So, first of all, before we get started, York County, South Carolina, received designation of regional site for observing Veterans Day 2024. York County Veterans Advisory Council submitted our application several months ago, and surprisingly, we got it in the mail yesterday. So kudos and recognition of all the folks, all the veterans organizations in York County that are participating this week. So besides having a Veterans Day, which is a great day, is make sure the veterans get out and vote. Mm. So we got a couple of things to talk about. One is, of course, our own Rock Hill, which will be celebrated November 8th at 11 a.m. at Glen Cairn Garden. Three people from, I know those folks. We've got Trent Ferris, who is going to be the master of ceremonies. We've got your own Alan Miller, who's going to basically be, who was ex-Army, U.S. Army. Yeah, I guess the U.S. Army, who is going to be our keynote speaker. And, of course, Mayor John Geddes is going to open up the ceremony. And then we've got, which is surprising, I heard her sing last year out at York, is Ashley Lang. Holy cow. So she's going to be singing God Bless America and the National Anthem. And then we got the Air Force ROTC cadets from Rock Hill High School going to be posting all the flags from each branch of the military. Each of the American Legion and both VFWs here in Rock Hill will have a participant. So this is an effort of all the veterans organization within Rock Hill that are going to be participating, which is Post 34 and also Crawford Road VFW and VFW on Main Street. We've got Bobby Player, Junior, who's going to be playing taps at the end. And then Harold Smith, who's a prior Marine from 3746, will be conducting as the chaplain for the ceremony. Some of the other events going on, we've got November 11th at between 12 and 2, the Fort Mill American Legion, the Fort Mill Rotary Club, and the Fort Mill VFW are going to have a Veterans Day luncheon between 12 and 2. So that would be for those folks in that part of the country that wants to go up and have a luncheon with the American Legion, represented and sponsored by the VFW and the Rotary, is an opportunity. Tega K is going to have their Veterans Dinner celebration. And I'm trying to see. It's Sunday, November 10th. Starts at 5:30. Veterans are no charge. The spouse is $45. It's a steak dinner.
Ooh.
I haven't seen I have seen the menu. I'm thinking of going.
Steak and chicken.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
No, I think it's more than that.
Yeah.
So Veterans Day ceremony also will be celebrated at Hospice Community Care. So we'll be there at 9 a.m. on November 7th in honor, because they have a veterans garden there. So we'll be there celebrating. In fact, I'm going to say a few words. I hope they're kind.
They will be to you.
And the last is If you know John Cione from New York Tech, he twisted my arm. No, he's an ex-jarhead. No, that's right. I'm sorry, John. There's no such thing as an ex-Marine. Once a Marine, always a Marine. Veterans Day ceremony will be held at York Tech. Mm. And that'll be conducted at 10 a.m. on November 11th. And I'm trying to think who the keynote speaker is going to be there. Can't recall.
And Milt, it looks like on Saturday, November the 9th, there in York,
yes,
there's going to be a ceremony at the York County Veterans Memorial.
Thanks for reminding me. Okay. Otherwise, I wouldn't have. But yes, and a friend of ours is going to be a keynote speaker. So Randy McNeely.
Oh, yeah.
Down the street.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
He's our neighbor, too. So Milt and I were neighbors, and Randy.
It's dangerous to begin with.
Very.
Also in the neighborhood.
So his son, Mike, retired from the Army, colonel, Special Forces. I think he said he had 3 or 4 deployments, which is unheard of. So he's going to be the keynote speaker. We did twist his arm.
We know where he lives.
Yes. So, at any rate, I just want to let you know that Randy's son, Mike, his oldest son, is going to be the keynote speaker out there.
And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the first Tuesday of every month is the Brew and Chew with Vets, right? Veterans of all ages and military branches are welcome for free coffee, free donuts, and a good conversation. Every Tuesday, the first Tuesday of the month, this is from 9:30 until 10:30 at the Golden Corral there in Rock Hill, right off of Cherry Road. So
that's correct.
Get out there and connect with our veterans.
So Jim's got a keynote speaker, Lieutenant General Dennis Hedglick, United States Marine Corps retired. So he's going to be speaking at that.
So let me ask this to Milton Lockley. Milton, there are so many events through this weekend and early of next week for Veterans Day. How important is it not only that veterans show up to be recognized, but members of the community take time out of their schedule to attend these ceremonies? What kind of message does that send to those that have defended our country?
It sends a message that the veterans, no matter where, me and Milt talked about this all the time, it sends a message that we're still united on a different transitional front. Service is one thing, but to keep the united front on the veteran side, especially around Veterans Day, is important. We often, he and I, talk about who's going to be on the front line if something went down. And the veterans are very passionate about freedom, liberty, decision, all that kind of stuff. So I think regardless of what your circumstance is in life, you can always come alongside a veteran and understand the importance of their service, be able to tell a story without being persecuted or all this other stuff, and have someone to understand. I think Veterans Day is one of those days where regardless of where you go, regardless of what you do, you're going to be appreciated and respected because of that service. And that's one of the things that I talked to Milt about, is we have a disparity of age, but it's great to have that disparity of age because, no disrespect.
He almost fell out of his seat.
No disrespect. I know you're looking at me hard. You know, it's important because the new generation has to understand that line and that lane. And for without it, it's a lost cause. So
a day like today, there's no better message than having you two honorable gentlemen here just to humble and remind us, no matter what comes out of today, there are so many incredible men and women out there right now defending this country, certainly sitting here, that have done so.
Yeah, and this is a way to say thank you to these veterans for the freedoms we have today. So Milt and Milton, again, with the York County Veterans Advisory Council, thank you both. We appreciate it, and we will see you out and about during all these events.
I will be back to talk about Reach Across America.
Perfect. That's going to happen in December.
We can't forget about that.
Okay.